The ranch hands found him, half grown and half starved, wandering through the hills 5 miles from any real water. Rolled him up in a leather jacket, threw him in the back of the jeep, brought him home and set him loose in that big slough north of the barn. And what an architect he turned out to be, building his house with cedar post beams, mud and straw and stick for walls, larger and homier than a sodbuster's cabin. An aquatics engineer as well. Every inch of his domain cobwebbed with small rivulets to larger streams to little rivers, all running to his castle. Spill a cup of coffee anywhere in 20 acres, and he could sip it in his home. Mighty impressive, and a good neighbor too, until the dry years came. At the edge of the slough was a dugout, where the cattle watered spring and fall. Mostly in winter, we chopped a hole through thick ice, and the cattle's weight pushed water to the surface. The beaver needed water too, and he knew what to do. Dig a hole through the soft dirt bank and steal his water from our tank. I watched the surface a long, patient time to see the V of his swimming, the shining brown of his head, and fill it with lead. My brother held him up, large as a small man. Life on a ranch is very simple, as was I. What interferes with living has to die, as a city boy might swat a fly. Had they gotten to me then, I could have gone to war.